You know what? I want you all to stand for a moment. Everybody stand. And I want you to just look at one person and say, you know what? I thank my God for you. 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 For you. I'm thankful for you and you. Yes. And I'm thankful for you. Yes, for sure. Thank you. I received that. I received that. I received that. And I'm grateful and thankful for all of you who are with us this morning at home as well. I always say just kind of sharing your vibes through the ethers. We receive them and we are also sending them back to you. So thank you. I thank my God for all of you as well. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, welcome and Thanksgiving. You know what? I am so proud of you. Give yourselves a what? We have affirmed it enough in our lifetime as Unity Truth students, but that just did my heart good. It's like, woo, thank you, thank you. Wonderful, wonderful. And I see that somebody put out here the great invocation. And I think I'll use that as our meditation for our closing prayer, because it's a very powerful, the great invocation is a very powerful prayer as well that has been recited over the number of years by many different cultures. And so we'll pray during our meditation time at the end of our service, bringing that vibration, not just for us, but for the world as well. So I want to just offer some more gratitude and thanksgiving. First to Reverend B. Amon James. Yes. For blessing us with the wonderful message. You know, I build in now some time, some Sundays off so that I can manage my energy and keep myself going and recognizing that there are times I just need to rest. You know, I do stuff and then I have to rest I went to, of course, my healing place, and you all know where that is. And so I had a great time. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience once again. But I feel so blessed and grateful that I have a just cadre, a group of people, some beautiful, wonderful people, powerful beings of light that are willing to, you know, step in and step up and shine out. And that's a blessing. I can say, you know what, Rev, can you speak this Sunday? Or Rev, another Rev. I have lots of Revs. Can you speak this Sunday? But that is such a blessing for me because I feel that then I can step away and I can take the time knowing that the church is in good hands, that the souls who step in are going to bring you, you know, bring you a good measure of truth. And so that really allows me to relax. So thank you, wonderful Reverend James, and all my other folks who stand up, stand in, shine out, show up, all of that. I'm grateful and thankful. So I want to continue where I left off with this series that I've been doing on spiritual laws for conscious manifestors. And I emphasize conscious manifestors because we're always manifesting. Whether we are aware of it or not, we are always manifesting. And sometimes it's what we want, you know, what we've been hoping for, praying, putting out there. So we're manifesting what we want and desire. But there are times when we are not consciously aware or consciously participating in the manifestation process. And therefore, we sometimes draw to us that which we what? Don't want. Because we're going to be manifesting by the law, the spiritual laws of the universe, one way or another, right? By the law of mind action, thoughts held in mind do what? They produce after their kind. And who? We're the gatekeepers of the kinds of thoughts we want to hold. And sometimes we let those errant thoughts or those thoughts that we're not checking at the gate, and they enter in, and we, you know, it's like, oh, I'm sick and tired, I'm this and that, or I'm just broke, or I'm just, you know, all of these things go unchecked, but they operate according to what? Law. So it's good for us to be conscious manifestors, especially given the times that we're living in. It kind of behooves us to make sure that we are conscious manifestors, to become aware of the spiritual laws and spiritual principles that we can use them, apply them, live them, right? So that we can draw to us our heart's desires and, of course, the blessings of God, the goodness of God. But I want to make this point clear as well, that when I talk about being a conscious manifester, I'm not talking simply about or solely about us manifesting things. Because sometimes people think, oh, yes, you know, Unity, they're those, the prosperity church, and they're only after, you know, drawing what things, having things is fine. Nothing wrong with having things. But it's not the sole purpose. We understand that things are the result of our consciousness, right? They are the result of us applying spiritual law. They are the blessings that come along with being in alignment with that which is highest and good and best for us and for others. And the result of that is some good that comes and some blessings. So sometimes when we're talking about being conscious manifestors, we're not just seeking after the things, because the scripture says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of heaven. And all the things will be added. And the kingdom of heaven is that high consciousness, the higher thoughts. Seek that first. Get those divine ideas and the things will follow. Because sometimes there are things which are more important than things. Right? More important. It might be like having levels, a higher level of consciousness, or maybe developing or having or experiencing an inner state of peace and contentment, you know, because sometimes a state of peace is worth more than some silver and gold. Because I know people who have a lot of silver and gold and money and riches, but that inner state, man, they are miserable, right? They're not, there's no happiness. There's emptiness. They're still trying to seek and search and trying to get more and more thinking on poor things. More money, more stuff. This is what the greed that we're seeing. I need more. I need more. I need more. And they're feeling just as empty inside. So there's something to be said about having a certain consciousness of peace, or maybe the consciousness of health. You know, you could run around and you could have all that money, but you can't get out the bed. Right? Because you don't have your health. There are so many more things in terms of a level of consciousness that are far more important than the physical manifestation. But manifestation happens. It happens by law, under law, and we are in the process always of manifesting something. So, but what we want to do is to recognize, let's start with consciousness first. Because after all, we say in New Thought, life is what? Life is consciousness. It's not the amassing of things, it's consciousness. And everything you have by right of what? Of consciousness. So that's the thing we want to get first, is making sure that we are elevating our thoughts, our feelings, our perspective, all of that, so that we are seeking that higher consciousness, that kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God consciousness, because that's the thing that is going to draw to us our desire or an outer manifestation. As within, so without. So we're working on the within, understanding that when I apply these spiritual laws, I'm applying them to have an effect on my what? My inner state of being. To affect my consciousness so that I'm seeing things rightly, not trying to, as my minister used to say, set things rightly. I got to see it rightly first, and then I can set it rightly. So we're learning to do those kinds of things. So as conscious manifestors, we want to be able to transform not just the world out here, because we transform the world out here by transforming what? Our inner world. Our inner. So as a conscious manifestor, we want to be able to transform our inner states, our inner state of being. You know, there are mornings that I wake up and I can tell that my vibration maybe is a little heavy, it's a little low. I maybe have let some thoughts get in of the things that I'm working through. And I know that I need a shift. I need to elevate my consciousness because I don't want my day to begin by just, you know, oh my gosh. So I recognize, oh, my vibration is low. My state of mind is low. My spirit is low. I need to, and who's going to fix that and elevate that? Me. So I recognize, oh, it's not going to be something out here that doesn't. Let me be about my business to raise my own vibration. And I have certain techniques that I use to be able to do that. Now, I've shared some very powerful laws and principles on how we become conscious manifestors. And some of them were known to us. And hopefully there were one or two that gave us a new perspective or a new understanding of some laws. But today, I wanted to talk about some very basic and simple spiritual concepts and laws. They're simple, but they carry great weight spiritually. They're simple, but they're very powerful in bringing more grace, more goodness, more awareness, more godness into our lives. And so these basic laws that we're all familiar with are the law of gratitude, the law of praise, and the law of thanksgiving. Now, these are all relatable. Sometimes we use them interchangeable, but I wanted us to begin to look at spiritually and metaphysically what's the vibration that each one of these laws, that they're relating together, but what do they carry within each other for us? And when we think of gratitude and we think of thanksgiving and we think of praise, you know, I say these laws are more than just having good spiritual manners or get good manners. Because that's one of the things, you know, when you're coming up, one of the first things that you're taught when you're a little tyke, say, you know, say thank you or whatever. So we're taught these things and we think, oh, yes, okay, saying thank you, having gratitude, it's just good manners. Mm-mm. I'm talking about spiritual, something that is beyond good manners, but it is the secret to manifesting miracles, right? So it's not manners, it's what? Miracles. Not manners, it's what? Manifestation. Understanding that these things are spiritual ideas. So I wanted us to start, let's look first at gratitude. And I always, you know, sometimes when I want us to get a metaphysical or spiritual understanding, I'll go to my revealing word. As you can see, my book is purple on this side and blue on that side because the sun got it. The backing is off. It's coming apart. Oh, I got just one more little thing here before she's totally off. But right now, I'm going to hold it over here because I've been using this book probably over 50 years. It's got, you know, and I said this morning, I said, well, if it falls apart, I keep books in my library in my office. But I said, but it won't have all of my scribbles, my writings, my explanation point, my yeah, God, or this is what it means. So I have to, you know, this is precious to me. So anyway, this is what Mr. Fillmore says. And we'll start with gratitude. He says, gratitude and thanksgiving are both necessary in demonstrating prosperity through divine law. So if you're going to demonstrate prosperity, abundance, and it is, you know, prosperity, nothing wrong with prosperity and abundance, but he says that gratitude and thanksgiving are necessary for us to be able to demonstrate prosperity through spiritual and divine law. If you're going to apply the law, this is, you've got to have these qualities. He says, be grateful to God and thankful to friends whom he uses to supply you. Be grateful to God and thankful to friends that he uses to what? To supply you. Sometimes we forget that what? God is the source. Sometimes we say, oh, look what happened to me. Look what came and ooh, look what came my way. Uh-huh, be grateful and thankful. But do not forget the source from which those things came. Even if it came through people. Even if somebody, you know, were to leave you $10 million. Thank you, Lord, I'm open and receptive. But, you know, even if God were to leave you that and you get that money, somebody left you in, you know, some great aunt left you something in the will. I was looking for my great aunts, but they're all gone, so I have to figure out another source. But God is my source, but another channel. But we forget sometimes, and we get all excited. God is the source. So he says, be grateful to God. That's why when you sing, "How Great Thou Art," yes, it's an old-time song, but it's a beautiful song. When I think of God and all the things in the universe that God created, including what? Me, the sun, the stars, the moon, and me. Flowers and, oceans and trees and the beauty of sunsets. And, thank you, God, because man did not create that. So we give thanks to God as the source of all things. And we're grateful for God and thankful to people for whom he uses to supply you, because people bless us. We bless each other. We're a blessing. And sometimes, we want to be blessed. And the rule sometimes is, well, are you a blessing? We're busy. I want somebody going to bless me. Well, who are you blessing? So we is the thing, okay? The channel. So it says, all metaphysicians have found, and we're all what? Metaphysicians. All metaphysicians have found by experience that being thankful for what they have increases the flow. Gratitude is a great mind magnet. And when it is expressed from the spiritual standpoint, it is powerfully augmented. The saying of grace at the table has its origins in this idea of the power of increase through giving thanks. So, powerful on gratitude. So we recognize, first of all, we're grateful because we recognize the source. And who's the source? What is the source? God is the source. So that's the thing. We recognize that God is the source, but our friends, our family, our job, whatever our experiences are the channels through which God as source blesses us, supports us, right? Nurtures us. So we recognize our source and we're thankful for the channel through which things come, the vessels. Now, he said in here that gratitude has two very fundamental and powerful elements to gratitude. One, he said it was a mind magnet. And I have that. Ooh, I like that. So I underlined that. Gratitude is a mind magnet. And so we get the sense of where we're going with that. Gratitude is a mind magnet. You're going to draw your good to you, right, with a consciousness of gratitude. Now, I'm talking about a consciousness of gratitude because we've got to get past I have a thought of saying thank you, or when something happens, I express that. I'm talking about a consciousness, not the thought of, but a consciousness. Do you know what a consciousness is? It's the sum total of everything that you're thinking and feeling. It's broader than just a one way or a transactional thing. This happens and now I'm grateful. No. A consciousness of gratitude is far different than being grateful for a particular thing, although that's okay and that is important too. But we want a consciousness of gratitude, because when you have that, then the mind that is full of gratitude becomes a magnet. So he says gratitude is a mind magnet. We're going to draw to us the good that we are seeking, right, through this consciousness of gratitude. That's the first thing, powerful element. The second powerful element of gratitude is that it increases the flow of the good that you want, right? So it's not only that we're going to draw to us our good through gratitude and having a consciousness of gratitude, that's a mind magnet that's going to draw that good to me that I'm seeking, or God to me, right? Not only is it going to draw, but it's also going to do what? It's going to increase. It's going to increase the flow of this good coming to me. And so I like that because it's increasing the flow, but the rate at which it comes too. Now, you remember years ago they talked about trickle-down economics? Like they tried to convince a lot of people, well, look, if the rich got a whole bunch of money and the corporations got all the money, and the rich people got all the money, you're going to be blessed because it's going to trickle down to you. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want anything trickling down. Do you want your good trickling down? You want a what? You want a flow. You want that stuff to flow. Huh? A downpour, a deluge. Yeah, a deluge of good. So much that, woo, come on. I want to be, if we're going to use that water, I want to be flooded with God's blessings. Right? A tsunami. That's even better. Yeah. You know, so it increases. So when you have a consciousness of gratitude, you are open for this flooding of the tsunami, this flow, and the rate in which it flows to you becomes consistent and constant because you have a consciousness of it. Not a hit or miss, but that this consciousness that you have is coloring everything that you do. So we want to make sure that we're not just being thankful on occasion for a particular thing. We need to do that. But also we want to make sure that we are developing or have a consciousness of gratitude in general. Because this consciousness is going to color everything, every experience. My good friend, Sister Jenna, who's of the Brahma Kumaris, a yogi, and we like to laugh. We talk about the yogi and the preacher, whatever, and sometimes we'll play. But she sent me yesterday, and, you know, I had thanked her for something she did, and she sent me this little ditty that the Brahma Kumaris had put together. She didn't know I was talking about gratitude today, but anyway, it says that there were 10 signs of a pure-hearted person who is close to God. 10 signs of a pure-hearted person who is close to God. Now, I'm not going to read the 10 signs. I don't have it. We'll do that later, maybe some other time. But I focused in on the 7th sign, which was gratitude. So a person, you know, a pure-hearted person who's close to God is going to have a measure of gratitude. And this is what it said underneath the gratitude form. It said, they see everything as a gift, even challenges, and often express thankfulness to God and life. So this is, we're talking about, a consciousness to see everything as a gift. Yes. Now, this takes an elevation of consciousness, because it took me a minute to be able to see my diagnosis as a gift, right? And I really did. I had to work on the first year of that to really get through all the, the ups and the downs and the fear and the this and the that, to get to a place where I could say, well, you know what? This is a gift. It is a gift. You know why it's a gift for me? Because it has caused me to be so much more present, so much more grateful for life itself, for the ability to see or to eat, you know, or to go to Sedona and look at the beauty in the Red Rock just to perceive. So my senses are heightened more than ever before. I notice things. I'm more present to things. And so I'm appreciating life more than I... That's a gift, you know, to be so much more present. None of us knows when we're going to leave here, but I'm present to, you know what, I'm going to enjoy right now. I don't know what's going to happen next year or whatever, but right now, ooh, I am grateful. Ooh, I am thankful. So it's a gift. And one of the things that I think is that when we can see everything in life as a gift, then all of a sudden you're going to be able to live and feel that you are one that is full of blessings. Because if you see everything as a gift, then you're so full, everything in your life is what? It's a blessing. Your life becomes full. You're not looking, you're not living from a consciousness of lack of what's missing and what you don't have. You start feeling full because, look, I got everything. I can get out of bed. I can walk. I can cook my own breakfast. I can put my own clothes on. You know, my life is full. And so when you see all of these things and you start honoring it, there's a fullness that you start living from. The overflow. My life is overflowing with positive, prayerful, and loving people committed to the principles of truth. So, you know, I'm seeing that. And when we can work with this, we have this consciousness of the fullness of God. And gratitude, not a thought of gratitude, not the exchange of I give thanks because I receive something, but I'm just grateful and thankful. That is what's going to get you into this consciousness of the fullness of life, where you can enjoy and feel blessed. So that's what gratitude will do for you. The second law that is tantamount to gratitude is praise, praise, praise. Okay, so this is what Mr. Fillmore says about praise. And he says, praise is the quality of mind that eulogizes the good. And one of the avenues through which spirituality expresses. So I said, you know me, I'm a wordsmith. So I said, why would he pick the word eulogizes? Because whenever you hear the word eulogize, what do you think of? Yeah. Funerals, death. And so I said, you know what, let me go and see what it is to really eulogize something. And it just simply means that you speak praises about something or someone. And usually at, you know, a funeral, we tend to do that. Have you ever known? Well, you might not notice, but I've done many, many funerals. And according to the ones I've done, everybody was a saint. You know, everybody was good. Everybody was wonderful. Because that's all they talk about. They don't get up there and say, you know what? John Smith was a son of a gun. A terrible friend. Horrible. You know, no. They speak good of the dead, right? When you talk, we're taught, don't speak ill of the dead now. So we equate eulogizing something with death. But to eulogize simply means to heap praise upon, to speak praises. So praise is a quality of mind that eulogizes, that praises the good, praises God. And it's one of the avenues through which spirituality expresses. So we get automatically, then we hear that praise is a, what? An expression. It's the way the spirit expresses. And then he says, the purpose of praise is to awaken in ourselves a higher realization of the omnipresence and power of God. And then he says this, prayer and praise change man, not God. So we're not praising God, even though we might say what? Thank God, right? We're not really doing that for God. We're doing it for what? For ourselves, to awaken our consciousness to the omnipresence and power of God. Because again, we sometimes in our ordinary everyday lives, we forget the presence and power of God at work. You got up because of God. You took a breath because of God. Everything is because of the source that is animating your being, that is infilling your spirit. It is the spirit of the living God, what in you activated. And so this praise then is to awaken in ourselves a higher realization of the omnipresence, which means, you know what, I need to be aware. God is everywhere. We say it in our new thought. We say it all the time, but I'm not sure we remember it when we're in the midst of traffic. You know, guess what? God is omnipresent. God is in the middle of this traffic jam. God is in the middle of this meeting. God is in the middle of this argument. God is in the middle of everything. If we could just be mindful of that, it will change how we interact with any experience we're having in life. So he says praise is to awaken. It awakens us because, again, praise is not a static thing. It is an energetic thing. You can't praise something and be down. The moment you praise, there's a vibration that moves you and moves in you. So it is to awaken ourselves to the higher realization of the omnipresence and power of God. And then he says, the mental attitude that praise sets up. This is the mental attitude that praise sets up in us. It says, the mental attitude that praise sets up stimulates, quickens, whirls into action, and finally establishes in character the ideals of which they are the vehicle. So again, the moment we begin to praise, there's what? A stimulation, a whirling of energy, activating, something moves, it's the spirit begins to move. It begins to move in consciousness. So we get excited, we get energized, we're open and receptive and ready, and spirit will bring thoughts and feel, you know, all these things that'll move us to where we need to be. And the right synchronicity happens because we're so open to this activity of spirit. Thank you, God. Just waking up with an attitude of praise, automatically I'm stimulating, I'm vibrating. And when I'm vibrating at a high level, I'm going to draw what? High things to me. When I'm vibrating at the level of spirit, I'm going to draw spiritual things. When I'm vibrating at the level of blessings, blessings are going to come. Remembrances will be happening. This is something that may be TMI, but this morning I went to the restroom and I happened to look down, and I have a favorite little white little pearl necklace that I got as a donor from some Native Americans, and I love it. And I looked down and I said, oh my gosh, I had taken the necklace off and put it down, but I would have never remembered that that's where I took it off and put it, right? In the bathroom, in the restroom. I would have had it near where my jewelry is. So I could see me automatically going to where my jewelry box, looking, and all the cleaners must have gotten it. That's the human part of me, right? And then I have to say, no, these girls have been working for you for years. They're on. Get that thought out. But I'd have been searching and hunting for my favorite necklace. And this morning it was like, right, I looked down and said, oh, my necklace. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because I would have never thought to go look for it there. But that was what? The grace, just things like that happen. I'm always in the right place now at the right time. Spirit is just bringing to me that which I need, whether it's a necklace, my favorite necklace, in a place that I laid it down where I would have never thought to go look. Here it is, my daughter. So I found myself saying, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Because that was, you know, it saved me so much. So we have to understand that when you begin to live in this higher vibration of praise, thanksgiving, there's an opening. Spirit begins to flow. There's a guidance that can happen. And you can even find your necklace in the artist of places. Right? That'll happen. Then he says under praise, through an inherent law of mind action, we increase whatever we praise. That's a law. It's a law that we know, but do we really use it? So I was like, you know what, this morning I said, you know what, let me praise every cell in my body. That's what Myrtle Fillmore did. And we read about it, but do we actually do these things as a spiritual practice? So this morning I said, you know what, thank you for every cell. Ooh, I'm so grateful for the cells in my body. They're whole and they're well. And I began to praise them, right, and to praise my body. And when I got out of the shower and I looked, and I normally would go, oh, Lord, I decided, thank you for every bump, you know. I was like, you know what, thank you for it. Thank you for my stomach, you know. And I don't care. Thank you for it, that it will work well and it's able to handle things and handle the food and handle this medicine that I'm putting in. Thank you. Thank you for, yes, all of my arms that I can still wave them. Even if they're waving back, I don't care. I can wave them. You understand what I'm saying? No, I was really giving thanks and praise for my body and for the wholeness of my body and that I have a body, that I'm still what? In the body. So whatever we praise increases. So don't just, you know, look for everything that you want to increase and begin to praise and be thankful for that thing, because through the inherent law of praise, increase must happen. And then he says, the whole creation responds to praise. Everything responds to praise and is glad. He says, animals and children quickly respond to praise. One can praise a weak body into strength or a fearful heart into peace and trust. Shattered nerves into poise and power, a failing business into prosperity and success, want and insufficiency into supply and support. So we got to praise everything that we seek to have an increase, more of. We make practical application of the law of praise by giving thanks always for all things, recognizing that to them that love God, all things work together for the good. So that's the power of praise. And we want to be able to do that. So, you know, find something to praise every day. I don't care what you know, and make a big, like, I was thankful for my bracelet because it's my necklace, because it's my favorite one. Thank you, you know, thank you for this. Thank you that I can get up and come. Whatever it is, just find, again, you're generating a consciousness of gratitude and you're also moving yourself into the vibration of praise, being praiseful about everything. And then the last one is what? Thanksgiving. So let's look at Thanksgiving. And it's very short. It just says Thanksgiving. Rendering of our grateful thoughts to God for his manifold blessings. Surely the goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. We give thanks that this is true. And then he says, Thanksgiving will keep the heart fresh. For true thanksgiving may be likened to rain falling upon ready soil, refreshing it and increasing its productiveness. And I thought, oh, rain, Thanksgiving is like spiritual rain. Falling upon ready soil. Who here is not ready for a blessing? Is anybody ready to be blessed? You know, we're always ready for some blessings. And the spiritual rain, Thanksgiving, he says, is that spiritual rain that will water the soil of your mind, your consciousness, your heart, bringing forth increase and nourishment and production, watering the seeds. Thanksgiving does that, and it's such a powerful thing for us. So when we think of all of these things, they're very, very powerful. They're related to each other, and these elements of consciousness, gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving help to keep us open. It keeps the mind fresh, open, and receptive, right? Because they all stimulate, they all open, they all grab it and pull forth, call forth good. They keep us, our consciousness high, because you can't be thankful and down. Oh, thank you, God. That's not going to work. Thank you, God. The moment you really give true thanksgiving, your spirit is elevated. The moment you allow true gratitude, your spirit is raised. The energy in your being is raised. So when I awaken and I feel that, oh, I see that my vibration's a little low, my spirit's a little low, my energy is a little low, I have a quick remedy. I say, you know what, let me just start giving thanks. I woke up today. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So I begin to use the skills and the techniques and the principles and the laws that I know are going to create a shift in me. And also these things that for praise and gratitude and thanksgiving, there's not only a shift and a raising of vibration, but there's a multiplication, an increase. So I need more faith. I start pumping myself up with the good news about God or whatever it is, that I'm still here. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, so that I begin to multiply and shift my consciousness, shift my vibration, lift my vibration. And the moment you begin to shift your vibration, shift your consciousness, what you're doing is you're creating more room. Because praise, thanksgiving, it's an expansion that happens. There's a more that happens. There's an increase. So you create, the more I praise, the more I'm filled with gratitude, the more I'm thankful, the more room I begin to have. I expand. They're expanding things. So now there's, the more I'm open, what? The more room there is for blessings. And the more blessings, the more I'm grateful. And the more I'm grateful, the more blessings. You understand how that works? And so it's a powerful, exponentially growth of gratitude, and it's the potential is exponential. I'm grateful and my blessings keep coming and they keep going. Greater blessings than these, greater things than these shall you do, shall you have, shall you be. Right? So I'm like, yes, let me get into the greater. I used to also kind of have a, sort of an argument. Should I be grateful for all things, or should I be grateful and thankful in all things? And so I'd have, conversations. Well, no, I got to be grateful for all things. No, I need to be grateful in all things. And then I've come to realize that if I'm truly practicing giving thanks, raising my consciousness, praising, and abiding in this state of praise and gratitude, and if I can do it in all things, it's natural that I'll be experiencing that for all things as well. If I can do it in all things, I'll also be grateful for all things, whatever takes the place. Why? Because there's always something to be grateful and thankful for. There's always something to praise. I don't care how dire your situation is, or how bleak and hopeless it may look. I don't care about the challenge that you're facing in the moment. There is always something to praise, something to give thanks for, something to abide in a state of gratitude for. It just is. And our task is to find that, to focus on that. Not on the lack, not on what's not going right, not on the challenge, the hurdles you're going to have to face, not on any of that stuff. Let me seek the good. Let me find the grace of God in this thing, because I know it's there. Yes. And once I latch onto that, then things will flow in a certain vibration, right? So we're working on that. So I want you to develop some practices for this. You want to build up your capacity to give thanks in all things, then what you might want to do is just for every single day start affirming, thank you. Not for anything, just get into a habit. Maybe you say, I'm going to have 10 minutes of my day spent in gratitude. I'm just saying thank you. I'm just affirming thank you. And you can, maybe you want to say thank you, God. But I find too, just saying thank you suffices too. The moment you sit for 10 minutes, not for this or that or this, thank you. Just thank you. Or thank you, God. Thank you, God. You do 10 minutes of thanking God as an affirmation, as an utterance, as a prayer, as a state of consciousness, your whole day, life, whatever, begins to shift. So you can practice just doing that. You can also, because it's going to elevate your consciousness, it's going to shift. You can also, that's one way, just being thankful, not for any particular thing, but you can also practice being thankful for some things. The old folks used to say, count your blessings and name them what? One by one. So sometimes it's also powerful to say, you know what, thank you, God, that I got, I thank you for my water bottle. And see, we think I'm grateful and thank you for this. You know why? Because this was a gift to me, but it keeps the water cold for over 24 hours. So I'm thankful for this because I can have it with me and I can have cold water. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for my water bottle, or thank you that I have whatever, a bracelet to put on because I feel like I want to ordinate my body. And so thank you. I don't care what it is. Find something that you can be thankful. Name your blessings. And so there's power in naming them. So here's the thing. Get up in the morning and find at least three things that you are thankful for. Now don't pick, here's the kicker. Don't pick the same three things every day. Because what's going to happen, you're going to do what? Get into a routine. It becomes rote. It becomes now unconscious and you ain't paying attention to it. You just, thank you for my life. Thank you for this. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for my job. You get the next day, thank you for my life. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for my job. Find something new. So this morning I was looking around in my room. I said, thank you for this beautiful candle. It's so lovely. Just give thanks for something and make it new. Because it'll keep your Thanksgiving what? Fresh. It'll keep that vibration fresh. So you're giving thanks. Sometimes you can practice just using Thanksgiving just to say thank you. 10, 15 minutes of the meditation. Or you can take some time each day, three things that you're going to find to be thankful for. You're building your attitude and your consciousness of thanksgiving every day. Use it to acknowledge God every day. Acknowledge God, right? Because God is the what? Oh, people, thank you, Lord. God is the source. And again, we can take that for granted too. Because now we go around thinking, I did it, and look what I, no. So acknowledge God. So you might want to give a thank you, God, just acknowledging the goodness of God, period, in your life. So you want to acknowledge it. You don't want to miss an opportunity to recognize God as your source of all things. So make sure you spend some time giving thanks to God, for God. Paul said, I thank my God every day for you. I thank my God for you. I thank my God for my life. I thank God. I acknowledge you. God is the source. God is omnipresent, good. I'm grateful and thankful. And then that's one thing, to acknowledge God. I also, when I'm writing, and I've shared this with you before, whenever I have to put out any good, like write a check, pay a bill. See, I'm not worried about the coming in. Most of us are like, oh, thank you for this wonderful thing that I got, this gift I got. I give thanks to God when I have to pay a bill. You know what? And so each check, and I still write checks every now and then, folks. I know people don't, but I do. And when I have to write, I put on every single check that I have to sign, T-Y-F-M-G. T-Y-F-M-G. Thank you for my good, or thank you, Father, Mother, God. Every check. And I know the bank people say, I wonder what this is. I sign my name and it's a T-Y-F. I've been doing this for years. Thank you, God, that I have the ability to pay this bill. Thank you for my good, right? Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for the good. So I do that because, again, it's a technique to help me remain in that gratitude. So I'm acknowledging, I'm grateful for even having to pay bills is fine. Because there's some people that can't do that. I'm grateful for that. And so, again, that refreshes my consciousness. I recognize God as source. And when I say recognize God as source, we know that we are sometimes looking for our blessings, the channel through which our blessings will come. And so sometimes we recognize, okay, the job is a channel. This person is a channel. This situation is a channel through which my blessings will come. But this morning, Spirit said, recognize that sometimes we are the channel. Stop looking for all your blessings to come out here from somebody else. You might be, you're the blessing. You're the channel through which the source flows. So sometimes, like, you know what? Thank you. I'm the channel because I'm a what? I'm a mind magnet. I'm a magnet for the good. So I am the channel as well. So be conscious of God as the source, but I am the vessel. I'm the vehicle through which God's blessings flow into my life, into somebody else's life, into my world. Start seeing and recognizing yourself as a vessel, yourself as a channel, and be grateful and thankful. So these are three affirmations I wrote. I am the vessel through which God works. Let me hear it from there. I am the vessel. So we're going to start all over, and we're going to say it so we have energy and focus. I'll repeat it so we can repeat it first. I am the vessel through which God works. Together.
I am the vessel through which God works.
Again.
I am the vessel through which God works.
Yes. And this one says, I am the vessel through which blessings flow.
I am the vessel through which blessings flow.
Together.
I am the vessel through which blessings flow.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Woo! Yes, thank you, God. Psalms 107 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." And Psalms Philippians 1:3 says, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." I thank my God of every remembrance of you. Blessings. Namaste. Well, blessings, blessings, blessings. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.